I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Economists as rock stars? Doesn't happen a lot, but Thomas Piketty seems to have attained that status these days. His surprise bestseller, Capital in the 21st Century, offers a stinging critique of the growing gap between rich and poor in America. Back home in France, though, his thesis isn't seen as breaking any new ground. That's what Vivian Walt told me. She's in Paris for Time magazine.
Well, I think the French are somewhat bemused that this, you know, somewhat retiring academic with a heavy French accent would suddenly become a celebrity in the United States. And there have been several cynical, sort of tongue-in-cheek articles in the French press about how peculiar the Americans are in embracing somebody whose ideas in the French way of thinking are really pretty old hat. I mean, everybody in France has long assumed as just a given that economic inequality is rising fast and that it's a very bad thing for the world.
I mean, his book, Capital in the 21st Century, was published in France last year. What kind of reception did it get then?
By and large, I mean, it was well received as being a fairly solid piece of academic work, but it was simply that. It was nothing particularly groundbreaking, certainly not in the words of, I think it was Paul Krugman who said, you know, change the conversation. It certainly didn't change the conversation in France in anybody's mind.
Was it at all in any way the book a kind of a call to action, or was it just discussed in left-wing salons?
I don't believe it was a call to action at all, and certainly not a bestseller. I mean, it was a weighty tome, very empirical. There were attempts by many political scientists to pick holes in some of his data. But generally speaking, it was simply another intellectual book. This is a country that is really still very attached to intellectual traditions. And you get on the bus in Paris and most people are reading books, but it was not really a sensation until the U.S. made it one.
You know the United States pretty well. I mean, you mentioned Paul Krugman earlier. He's been kind of critical about many of the same things that Thomas Piketty has been, talking about income inequality and the failures of capitalism. Why do you think it took a Frenchman to rile up the Milton Friedman camp in this country?
It's pretty interesting. I mean, here you have a total outsider really coming back and talking about the 1%, the same 1% that the Occupy movement was talking about. It does seem to me a little bit like Alexis de Tocqueville, and the French press have made this this kind of link between Thomas Piketty and de Tocqueville, who went to the U.S. and basically looked at the U.S. through French eyes and wrote a kind of seminal work about America. And of course, Piketty's book deals with a lot more than just America. He's looking at many, many countries. But in a way, perhaps it is more palatable to have somebody who is not from the US and who can essentially say things which, at least in France, is very widely accepted.
Now, speaking of economic inequalities, the French are celebrating May Day today, like many people around the world, and it's not all vive le proletariat. You spent the morning at a May Day rally covering Marine Le Pen. She's the president of the far-right National Front, the third largest political party in France. What was that all about?
Marine Le Pen has essentially embraced May Day as their major holiday, which is a very canny political move, of course, because May Day was always the day for the far left. And there are going to be EU elections for the European Parliament in 3.5 weeks. She is the leader of the far right party, the National Front. All polls have them top at the moment going into the EU elections. They essentially want to get into the EU and effectively tear it apart. She wants France out of Europe, out of the euro, and to stop all immigration from the rest of Europe.
Vivian Walt, who writes for Time magazine from her base in Paris. Always great to speak with you, Vivian. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.